Affirm you at. We're testing, testing, testing. Okay, you come in a little bit scratchy right there, but I did copy that. Thank you very much. Just working on a little radio in a Jeep, trying it out, Roger.
Matt, what kind of radio you got running?
ICV 8000, little just a 2 meter mobile.
Good, sounds good.
This is Jody on this end, Juliet Oscar David Yankee, Roger.
This is T.O. Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. Nice to meet you, Jody.
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all for a while, but I don't talk a lot. I listen more than I talk, so I just figured I'd get out here and make sure this thing was working. And right now, I'm sitting in a garage with the radio, or the antenna, laid over.
That's good, man. That's really good. So you got it on top of the Jeep. I'm assuming you got a Wrangler.
Okay, 2001 TJ.
Because of that, Jeeps or not. Well, I won't keep you too long. But do you enjoy that radio and, if you ever hear me on the radio, just call me up at the call sign. I'll be glad and more than happy to talk to you. Just tell you what, WWZ, and I'll be clear on your assignment.
Roger that, Chad. All right, bud, we'll be listening for you out there again. We'll probably take a trail ride this afternoon, so I'll be listening on this frequency and see if I hear anybody. KFOMUF, have a good one, my friend. 73s.
For NUF, being 4CH left.
Why, it's Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox.
4 NUF, I think I got it down. Name here is Keith. I was wondering where you're located at. I've got you full scale on reverse.
Behind Seneca, or the Seneca, I'm in Seneca off of behind the Utica Church up there off of Maria Lane.
Sure, that explains that. You probably ain't but about 4 or 5 miles from me. I'm down Friendship, just past Sentinel Road. Over.
Yep, I know where that road's at. Yeah, we just moved up here, and I'm renting right now so we can buy a place up in Pickens. But, yeah, we moved up here in December and from South Florida, so that's why I got the KF4 call sign. Roger.
Yeah, I've got an indicator that tells me when I'm hitting somebody on the input frequency, and I switched over, and I was really surprised to see it full scale like that. So I figured you had to be pretty close. Didn't know you'd be that close.
What's happening, neighbor?
Howdy, sir. And I missed your name. Like I said, his name here is Keith. And I missed yours when you gave me the can a while ago.
Jody, Juliet Oscar David Yankee.
Jody, I think I did catch that earlier when you were testing out. But yeah, sounds really good.
Yeah, you're making a good solid swing on me too. Like I said, I'm inside of a garage right now with my antenna it's a breakaway antenna, so I got it laid over so it would fit, Roger.
Gotcha. It'd probably take both of us compromising antennas not to make it from here.
I had this thing hooked up for a little bit, and I was having a stinking power problem with it. I'd go to talk on it, and after a few seconds, it would shut off on me, and it ended up being a dadgum connector I had in it.
I got you. I heard you earlier, and you kind of cut off the little transition back, but yeah, the power problems make sense. Anyway, I'll let you get back at it. I just wanted to give you a shout, find out where you was at, and welcome to the neighborhood, KN4KHY, back to you.
KN4KHY, I appreciate that, my friend, and we'll definitely be listening for y'all out here a little bit more. Maybe I get to meet y'all or be in a club or something around here, just getting up here. Still trying to get used to you folks up here, just to be able to meet some people. It's KN4MUF, we'll leave you be, 73.
4MUF. KN4CHY, yep, have a great day and a better day tomorrow. We'll catch you later down the log. KN4CHY, clear and listen.
KN4CHY. KO4WWZ. Good morning, Keith. Also, you're breaking up a little bit on me. I don't know if it's just me in a bad spot or if it's you or what.
It could be me. I've had intermittent problems here, but it could be on this end. You sounded pretty solid, a little bit of crackly, but not bad at all. And I said, how you doing this morning, but it's actually this afternoon now. Waiting for some lunch to come out of the oven and get to do some yard work over. You back in the house now, or are you still out mobiling, or what?
I'm still out mobiling. Driving around, trying to get a break from my mom and stepdad. I really just, I don't feel like driving back there right away. I ain't really got much else place to go right this minute, so. You know how that is.
I do. Did a little bit of that last night. Went out to get dinner and kind of riding around, not doing much anything. Got on back to the house. They're here and be bored for a while. There wasn't nobody on the radio, so wasn't nobody around to talk to, and I finally called tonight.
After that. So I hear you're going to be doing some yard work. How big is your yard, Chief?
Got about a little over 2 acres. I was out there yesterday and getting up limbs and basically built the utility trailer up, so it's got to go to the landfill. So, with the old back not in the shape that it used to be in, I figured that was about enough for today. And get out there. Neighbor was out cutting grass yesterday. That's kind of what prompted me to get out there. And, I couldn't stay with it all day, so I'm going to get out there and cut the grass today. Yeah, I'll probably do it in stages, get the front, start on the back today, and then finish up the back in the evening times after work, once it cools off over.
Roger that. It just be getting too hot out there nowadays to do anything. I'm just going to be honest with you, Keith. I really, really wish that I didn't have to just stick to myself all the time, that I had me a nice lady friend to just spend my time with. That way I wouldn't have to worry about, driving around doing nothing. I could be driving around with me a nice pretty filly in the car, having a fun time, making her smile, having a good day.
Roger that, and after you get one, and you hang out with each other for, 35 plus years, mine has gone down to Florida, so yeah, that kind of makes both of us smile and gets her out of the house. I get to play radio and do whatever else I want to do around. So, I guess priorities change over the years, once you get accustomed to it, but it's still good to have them around, that's for sure, Oak.
August will be 30 years for me, Keith.
I always said I'm on my first and last one. Here we are coming up on 37, I believe it is. And, man, where's time gone?
And look, she's up there making us a lunch, a picnic basket now. We're going to jump in the Jeep and go out to the forest and find us a good spot and have us a picnic with the dog.
Zach, I'm just listening to you guys talk. Is that Jody again, KF4NUF?
He was. Under this garage, and you might get a better signal on me. I'll be right back. KF4MU.
Jan, I was just going to say, when I was younger, I used to really enjoy just kind of riding around, you know, doing some of what Jody said, hitting parks and stuff like that. Listening to music, used to love staying in the road, but those were, I guess, different times. Yeah, I hope that wasn't Jody trying to get back in, because that did not sound good.
That's for sure.
It was, and he's still here. Check the antenna connection or something, because, yeah, that was not good. Jan, I was just thinking after unkeyed, you about can't afford that anymore, not doing as much driving as I used to do. That'd eat you out of house and home, over.
Roger.
A little bit of break in case somebody else wants to jump in. I had to fill mine up last night when I went out. And the gas has come down a little more than what it was. I only have to fill up usually anymore once a month because we don't use my vehicle a lot. Just on the weekend, we can take the grocery store running the way we use it, or just quick runs around town going to Lowe's or something. I'll use it then. So it don't get a lot of daily driving anymore, just on the weekends. So I can go about a month before I have to pull up. But I miss the highest prices, but they're still up there, that's for sure. WWZ, KS4, CHY. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, Chan. I've got, I don't know if you can hear it, I got beepage in the background. That means lunch is done. I'll get that put away and we'll see about getting out the yard some. Have a great day and we'll catch you later. KL4WWZ, KS4CHY. I'll be clear after your bunk.
About 73 Steve, KL4 WWZ.